I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade.
Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T. from good old Boston, Massachusetts. Well, that statement's kind of a lie for this podcast. In this podcast, I'm bringing in B-Lo. B-Lo and I go way back. We've been friends for a better part of a decade. B-Lo is a lot like me. He's a funny guy, has a lot of opinions. Sometimes he's off the wall, batshit fucking crazy. And every now and then I'm gonna bring him into the show and he's going to be my co-host. So finally, without further ado, the Tea Podcast now has a co-host. That man's name on the podcast is B-Lo, and the two of us, just shooting the shit, we're going to entertain the hell out of you. So, listen to this podcast, to the shenanigans of both T and B-Lo. Thank you. All right, B-Lo, we're live. We're recording.
I love it.
Recording on a Wednesday night for the first time ever. I think there's a... a lot happening in the world that we talk
about. I'm glad you finally agreed to a theme song for me.
I did not agree to a theme song. I don't know what the fuck that even was. Was that the Russian national anthem?
That was the Kazakhstan song.
I like that. We'll use that then. For now on, you can play that coming in.
I will. I'll play that coming in, and we'll make sure we'll get it so that the audio comes clear over my microphone.
We need a sound bite. We need. You can't get this, and then B-Lo gets loose. And the one time he got loose, we need that. That should be your intro. The
well, once we get you over the technical incompetencies that you have, we will have like a soundboard, and I will play sounds. At the most appropriate time. You know, but I like this Wednesday night. I like this Wednesday night thing.
Well, let's try it out. Again, like I said, I was eventually going to go to 3 days, but you keep on pushing the envelope like I have nothing else going on, but we'll get there.
Well, because like I told you, I'm not pushing the envelope, but we record a podcast and 47 days later it comes on and like whatever we talked about, one, I forgot about, and two, it's no longer relevant.
That's only you. You forget stuff because you have short-term memory. I can't help that. But most people have no idea when we record or release it. It's okay if it's topical or not topical. Most of our stuff that we talk about, we can apply to any day, life. Some of the stuff we do, it's in the news. Like anything we could talk about now could be about the Oscars, Robert Kraft, Jesse Smollett.
I don't watch the Oscars. There's a lot of good stuff going on, but... we have to give the countdown. Today is Wednesday, February 27th.
That's correct.
And it looks like we're at 57 days on our Snapchat streak.
And what are we supposed
to do? I'm not even going to tell you what it's supposed to be because I haven't figured it out, but I can figure it out. But I just wanted to say we're at 57 days. And
well, our audience, we have to let them know. Again, we got to constantly remind them that we started this on December 25th, Christmas, 2018. And you're saying we're at 57 days.
Yes. And it's February 27th. So that's 58 days just in 2019 alone. Never mind the extra days for the remainder of 2018. But, yeah. You know what I started watching today? It was Umbrella Academy. The first episode I watched at the gym, I did an hour of cardio after working out. And I thought I always give a series or a show a couple episodes. You know, I watch hardly any television. I watch a couple hours a week. So it takes me a while to get into things. But it was a little slow to stop. But I watched episode two while I was waiting for you to, bathe yourself so we could speak. And episode two was pretty good. I'm actually, they picked me up. They brought me into it pretty quick, I think. So we'll have to see how Umbrella Academy turns out.
I did not watch episode two yet. I'm going to watch it this weekend. I'm going to binge a little bit. So I watched episode one, and I do my reviews, my movie reviews on here, and I tell people that we do give some spoilers. So Listen in if you want to. We'll discuss a little bit about the Umbrella Academy, at least episode one. If you want to listen after you watch it, otherwise we're going to may spoil some stuff for you. But Umbrella Academy, me being the comic book guy when I was a kid, I didn't have much background into this. I know it came from a graphic novel. It's not your typical comic book show because it didn't come from either DC or Marvel. It was adapted straight to Netflix, and it's an ongoing series where it is close to the X-Men, I would say, their type of style, where it's a school for gifted youngsters, except what we have here is, and this is a little bit of the plot that I'm giving away, is there's an eccentric billionaire who, in 1989, there were these women that out of nowhere, they were not pregnant, all of a sudden, miraculously, kind of maybe like the Virgin Mary, they became pregnant all in one day and they gave birth. So all of a sudden, they showed one in particular, which was one of the kids, number one, his mom, apparently in Russia, who was the first one born, so they call him number one, and they end up giving themselves names. She jumped into the swimming pool, popped up, and she was pregnant and gave birth right on the spot. And then that billionaire went around and tried to get all 43 babies, but he only ended up getting 7 of them. So he bought them.
We don't have to go too much into it here. You don't have to replay episode one.
But I want to set it up for them because they want to know, you know, I want people to know where that came from. So he set up a school for the 7, and that was the Umbrella Academy. So then the storylines, what happens with them between now and 30 years later.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the season. And then the other thing was, you know, I know we were talking about, you mentioned a couple of things. We can talk about the, I don't know, you want to talk about, there's a couple of things I want to talk
about. Hold on, before we move, did you like Umbrella Academy, the first two episodes? Are you going to keep it going?
I'm keeping it going. That's what I just said. The first episode I thought was kind of slow. Like,
I didn't think that. I thought they did a really good job setting it up.
The second episode pulled me in. So now I'm anxious to watch the remaining episodes in the season. I think I looked in the 10 episodes. But there's a couple things I want to cover. You know, I know it's your show, you know, but your podcast, you know, your vibe. But a couple things popped to mind. One, we can talk about the Robert Kraft thing. You want to slide in the Empire, whatever. I never even heard of that show or that guy before until this. We can. We stay away from the politics. But then I wanted to talk about Abducted in Plain Sight, because somebody had told me about that a week or two ago to watch. And I put it on my list, and I finally watched it over the weekend. And I've been telling everybody about it. And the biggest thing that I want to talk about is Dating with T, because I want an update on your dating app and dating experience, because what I want to start talking about is T's dating experiences and his dating app experience. And I want to highlight a couple girls in each episode like we did last time, which hopefully, you know, people have heard by now. And we'll just pick a couple swipes and you can tell me if we had any matches. Another glass of wine. I usually don't drink wine, you know that, but tonight I am.
You know, I thought about it too, but I came out of the gym, I threw down a meal, and I'm finishing up my water, but I actually thought about having a glass of wine as well, because, as you know, I'm packing up my shit to move to the new place. And let me ask you this, because you have a weird way of doing almost everything, which are OCD and the craziness that goes on in your below head. I remember, because I moved a couple times in my life, this would be like my fourth time, I believe. What did you do with your alcohol? Because let me ask you this. I want to pack up as little as possible. I bought all fresh new furniture for the place, right? And I don't have much as like normal people. I live alone. I'm a minimalist, as I say. Got plenty of clothes and all that shit. But as far as
things to pack up, I'm a minimalist. I love tell that Mary style. And everyone else I'm a minimalist, and they laugh at me. They say I'll never be a minimalist.
And speaking of that, you've been to my house on Marathon Monday, and you've been here for birthdays. You know, I don't stock a bar, really. Like, I have the basics down there. I only keep what I drink, which is the occasional wine. Or when the occasional young broads used to come over back in the day, the white wine, when I would have my vodka for the young broads, even though that's something you drink. I would also have my all assortments of whiskey, because I'm a whiskey guy. But that's about it. The occasional tequila and sambuca, because we do a little shot here and there. Now, I have alcohol. I think the shit that's already open, I really don't want to steal it. Again, I'm only moving 2 blocks away. I'm going to throw it in my car and drive over there. I got all these wines. I got all this shit from Europe that I'm not opening up. I'm going to pack that. What do you recommend that I do with my booze? You think for the next 6 weeks before I start moving over, do I start drinking like a madman? Do I, God forgive, do I dump it out? Do I fucking give it away? I got like bottles of wine.
What, is there a law against moving two blocks with booze? Just throw it in a box. Carry it over.
I just want as little as possible to fucking move. That's all I'm looking at. Because every time...
That's a lazy man's way to do it. Just throw it in the box. You're not going to dump it out because you're lazy.
No.
Make an extra trip. It's like going to the gym. Think about that. You know, I mean, come on. It's not like it's going to spoil or go bad. If you tell me, like, what do I do with my frozen foods because I have to sit outside for 30 hours, I'd say give it to, like, the homeless. But what do you do with your alcohol? It's kind of like, you know, silly. What do you do with your clothes?
Packing it up.
That's it. So, yeah.
I am packing, taking my shit down, but I just was curious because I found bottles of wine that were cheap. I just kept in the house just for, you know, for if somebody stuffed over. And I'm like, I would normally not drink this shit. It was just the shit that I had in with the young girls taking Uber at 2 a.m, didn't know any better. Like, here you go. Here, little Pinot Grigio. Have not like a barefoot, not that cheap, but I mean, like, you know, like $9, $10, $11 bottle of wine. And I'm like,
would you give them a to-go bottle, a to-go bag? Yeah. Here, here's your bottle of wine to go.
Here you go. It's Gita. Gita used to give them gift bags for when he used to break up with them. He used to give them gift bags. That was his thing. Here's a bottle. Funny. Thank you for coming. Yeah, we want to, you know, get this podcast out there. We have a couple more. We have one in the can that's coming out on Thursday, February 28th. And then this one hopefully will get up on Friday. So, yeah, we could talk about craft afterwards. I'm kind of going to talk on that on a different podcast. But we could absolutely go into Abducted a Plain Sight and I could give you an update on my dating life. So,
The crafting we can do on Sunday if you don't want to talk about it, but Abducted in Plain Sight, man, that is, I don't even let people watch it, but we can talk about it without saying anything about it, but a couple key points. That is like, what the fuck? Because what the fuck? Now Abducted in Plain Sight, obviously it sounds about someone who's abducted. But it's actually, they're abducted. I'm not going to get into it. Abducted by a family friend, you guess you could say. And the girl was 12 and the guy was 40. Now, I could understand a 12-year-old girl being naive. Like, I'm not saying anything bad. But what the fuck is up with those parents? Number one. I mean, the whole thing starts off. Not even starts off. I don't even know where to go. I was just, like, mortified that the guy disappears with the daughter for 5 days and the parents don't call the police because they don't want to cause any embarrassment for themselves or the neighbor.
We also got to let people know, without giving anything with the stories, that it was the Midwest and the Western states during the 70s. And that time, that era, those types of people, and I know people out in California and those Western states right now, well, especially Utah, they dabble in Utah, the Mormon states, they're a different breed. I always tell people I am so thankful, not just being born and raised in Boston, but being an East Coast guy. Not even a guy like from the streets or a tough neighborhood. On the East Coast, there's a certain mentality of the way we approach life. Like, you could take us, place us anywhere on this fucking earth, and we will adapt. We will know a situation. We will know how to react. We will know red flags, unlike the dad who kept on saying, I guess we should have seen the red flags, when they were like slapping him in the fucking face.
Should have seen the red flag. Only a couple spoilers, but again, everybody should watch it, and I'd love to hear everybody's feedback. But red flag, 2 40-year-old men that are married do not go into a park, and one of them goes to the other and says, oh, I'm not sexually satisfied with my wife, as he has an erection. Do you think you could help me out? It's a kid game. And then the other dude does it. That is just right there tells me that there's a fucking problem.
And that's the same guy, though, that had no problem with his neighbor, 40 years old, coming over, hanging out with his kids, especially once he's shown interest in that one daughter. But he was so naive, speaking of red flags, he convinced the dad as part of his therapy to become a better man that he needs to lie down with his daughter.
He has a sex problem. And his therapist tells him that he has to lay in bed with young girls to help cure him of his sex problem. And the father and mother say, okay. These people, I don't care where you're from. If your kid disappears for a couple days, you start looking for them. You don't just go, oh, well, they're going to come back.
Well, they went, you know, days upon weeks. And then again,
The first time they went days.
Yeah. And then you watched the 90-minute, you know,
and weeks. No, they did go weeks. They went days and weeks. I mean, they went days before they called anybody. They did call somebody, and then they found the guy weeks later. But then it happens. But the best part is, now the mother has an affair with the guy, too. So this dude is, like, with the whole family. He's with the dad. He's with the daughter. And he's with the mom.
He had the daughter, the dad, the mom, and on more than one occasion for the mom and several occasions for the daughter. There was the point where the parents actually sent the daughter to him. And it's like, it's just, and then there's a whole another swerve. So like Bela was saying, I've heard a couple people tell me about it. Our mutual friend kept on hounding us to watch it. We both ended up watching it over this weekend and we were texting each other. Bela was at home. He watched it at his home. I watched it at my place.
I didn't watch it because of that. I watched it because actually Mary was telling me that she had watched it the weekend before. And I said, oh yeah, someone had told me about that. So I put it on my list. I have some time on Sunday, and I was like, I have to watch this because I had heard from several people that it's just like a what the fuck.
Yeah, that what the fuck moment doesn't stop. So without giving more of the plot away, we promise you, if you watch it in, you know, 10, 15 minutes in, you're like, what the fuck? 20, 25 minutes in, you're like, what the fuck? Half hour, 35 minutes, you're like, what the fuck? Just when you think you can't have enough what the fuck moments, it one-ups itself. And that's rare.
It's a 90-minute movie. It's a one and done. And it's done. It is one and done. And it's a fast 90 minutes.
And it'll evoke feelings of you that across the board. You'll feel grossed out. You'll feel creepy. You'll feel offended. You'll feel like, are these fucking people that stupid? You'll feel so many emotions. And I guess, you know, the documentary's been around for a little bit. It's been out since 2017. It's just picking up steam on Netflix now. And you may have seen some memes. People are taking the dad in his little stupid interview sitting in the chair. And he's a dopey looking motherfucker. And you'll understand how dopey he is when you watch it. And now the meme and the social media audience are coming in. And it's found new life. And there's actually a lot of story on it out there. There's a lot of books on it out there, too. There's a lot of material behind this. But you will be doing yourself a disservice, a great disservice, if you don't take the 90 minutes. And like Bilo, I've been telling everybody I know they got to watch it. People at work, it's tough to describe it like we are now without giving away too much. I think Bilo and I gave a little more away than I've been telling people. But we promise you what we just spoke about is just the tip of the iceberg. When you see how this stuff transpires and what goes down, and there's a big swerve too that he uses to convince the daughter of what they're doing is not wrong. And when you see that, and you see, again, mind you, she is a 12-year-old girl, but what's implanted into her head goes on until she's 16. And at 16, she thinks this stuff is going to come to fruition. And she is very...
like I said, I mean, I can understand. I feel for the girl. I really do, because I can understand how at that age, I mean, a child has a lot of things going on, you know, emotionally. I mean, and it was in the 70s too, so it was a different time. I mean, what's occurring in life is different. I don't want to say different, but the current events and what's mainstream is a little bit different. But I could see how somebody could
cut out there a little bit.
I don't know what to say. I was like, what the, I did. I kept saying, what the fuck? Like, I even had to rewind it a couple times to make sure I heard it properly, just because it was a little bizarre. But that is, listen, I don't know 40-year-old dudes that go into the park, unless they gave signs or something like that, right? I mean, because the dad was saying, like, he was happy with his marriage, happy with his wife. He was, you know,
yeah, but the parents do say earlier on, though, like, there were signs to begin with, even before the red flags. Like, they already were off. They already knew that something was off about the guy, Bob, B, his name is. They call him B, which is fucking weird. Every time he calls up, oh, hey, B, the mom has, like, a fucking conversation with him. Like, everything's normal, which it was very odd because, again, the mom has some sort of relationship with him as well. When you get into that, and I know it's the 70s in the Midwest, but it wasn't like these – the 70s that they were drug users. These parents weren't using drugs. They were making these decisions normal, straight. Like, they were coherent, and they were just stupid fucking people. Real terrible fucking parents. And they're just, it went on. And then you actually see where this story advances 30 years later, where they all end up to, and they're still just as fucking dumb.
But I don't even it's just ridiculous because, and we'll have to end it, but dude, you don't the dude doesn't ask you to jack him off in a car. And then you say, "Oh, you can go away with my daughter for the weekend." Because you already know there's a fucking problem. The wife had an affair with him. Then he goes away with the daughter. Like, she already knows that he's, like, you see, I mean, two red flags of the 4.2 billion that they should have picked up on that they disclosed in the story. But I don't even know how someone could think like that. And if, you know, I'm speechless for once. Believe that.
Well, it's a lot of fuckery. If there's a proper word to fucking throw in it. You watch 90 minutes of abducted in plain sight, and all you could see is a lot of fuckery that happens. And there isn't enough what the fuck moments. And we promise you, you won't be disappointed. I'm not saying it's going to be eye-opening and you're going to be amazed and you're going to love it. No, no, no. You're going to feel wrong for watching it, but you're going to fucking see some crazy fucking shit.
Yeah. All right. So that's enough of that. I don't want to go into that. But so... did we have any hits on our last?
Let me spin around and get my phone.
Yeah. Do we have any? What's our Tinder and Grindr update?
You keep on saying Tinder and Grindr. One, I'm not on Tinder. Two, I'm definitely not on Grindr. I'm not a homosexual man. So we clearly went over the last time that this was Bumble.
Wait, and doing Hinge. Bumble. Oh, Hinge. Yes. Bumble and Hinge. Okay. Well, yes. Then Tinder will be on our show. We'll swipe a couple girls and we'll see if you get any matches.
I'm not on Tinder.
Oh, how did we swipe last time?
Bumble.
See, this is the shit, man. You can't do this so far apart because I forget.
You take notes. You're literally looking at notes. On.
Yeah, but I threw away the notes. I have to get notebook.
And you're yelling at me. What kind of a co-host are you?
No, I have to get a separate notebook for this. It's because it's my work notebook, and as I finish things, I throw it away.
Well, yeah, but again, let me just give you a little bit of permanence. Bumble works when I have to show up in their feed and have to swipe on me. Hinge, we both have to like each other and then we can start talking. Bumble is where we both have to get to each other's pools by coincidence and we both have to swipe by coincidence. And then she, the lucky lady, gets to initiate the conversation. Hinge, it's just liking someone, they like me, and then you can start messaging each other. So,
okay.
I don't, looking at the chats that I have from Bumble in here too, none of them really lasted from the last time we did this. They kind of fizzled out. I don't know if it was any that we did on the show, but I don't have anything of interest going on Bumble.
This is my new notebook. So we have to write the names down and now we'll have to follow them. So, and then if you actually, I want to see you go on some dates, even if there's someone that you're not really interested in, because I want to start hearing some of your dating stories as a middle-aged old man.
I'm not a middle-aged old man, you fuck.
I'm a millennial in Boston.
I'm not even a millennial. I am on the cusp between Gen X and a millennial as a 41-year-old, successful, good-looking man, entertaining, confident, funny, physically fit. It's just that the game and the people out there in this world are not available to match up my expectations of myself. Therefore, I have turned to the dating apps and I am swiping like a son of a bitch.
And I did have discussions about our last conversation. Hold on, I can't see. It's not clear. Yeah, I can't read that.
So that's just one conversation that happened with one girl on Hinge.
Okay, so let's go on. But I think go back. You said, so I want to start talking about some of your dating experiences and, you know, in your area down there. And I do think after careful deliberation from our last conversation on your target audience, I told you before and I'll tell you again, I think your sweet number is 35. And I had conversations with, I told you, and I think I spoke with other women, Mary, and because I don't know, I have her listening to this.
I told you, I know. Ideally, I would love to go 35 to 41, like my age. It's just that those women aren't out there, or they are and they're already divorced and they have kids. It's tough to find.
You have to accept that, though. You have to.
I hear you, but we went through this last time. What that means for me to take on a single mom, a divorced mom, it's something that I'm not prepared to do.
Well, or then maybe you'll be a divorced mom that has like a 47-year-old child. Anyway, I want to start.
What is she? What is she? 68?
Listen. You know, it could be like the whole, like, you know, Cougars 40 and 20. You can do like 60 and 40. What do they call that?
I don't know what the fuck they call that. It calls fucking something I don't want to get into.
So I want to start talking.
Hold on. Speaking of that, before we get into that, before we do this, have you seen, it's been coming pretty common. It's been released onto the news lately in social media. I've seen it a couple times. The ideal, now just talking physical, let's not get into the whole, you know, emotional connections and what, you know, conversations. The ideal physical age for a man who's 41, my age, what age women do you think I find the most attractive? What do most 41-year-old men physically find attractive? What age is that woman that I find the most attractive? Take a guess.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but if I were to guess, an average 41-year-old man, not you. You're not average.
Not average.
33.
No, the average 41-year-old man, his most attractive physical age in a woman that he finds of this age the most attractive is a 23-year-old woman. That's what he physically finds the most attractive. Now, knock it down one more. If I was 40, like a year ago, year and a half ago, that goes down to 21. A 40-year-old man finds 21-year-old woman in the physical sense the most attractive. So now I got to factor that into my swiping as a 41 and a half year old man. I'm officially 41 and a half as of this February 21st. I physically, supposedly, because that's why, you know that I used to hook up with those younger girls. Now it all makes sense. But then they were stupid. We had nothing in common. And I'd put them in the Uber, give them the complimentary bottle of wine and send them on their way. They are 23. That is definitely too young, but I'm not going to find a 35-year-old that looks like 23. Therefore, one closer to my age would be 41. That doesn't really exist.
But,
so,
you know, I talk about this all the time. Looks fade, my friend. It's
I hear you. We talk about this. Counts. But the total package to me, to not get that single mom, to have some of that physical stuff that I love, to have the sense of humor, the intelligence, a little more cultured, well-traveled, is 28 to 35. That is the target demographic.
Okay. Well, I want to hear these dating experiences. That's all.
Yeah, when I get back out there, which is coming, that's what she said, that's when I'm going to get some stories for you. Again, I had a shit ton of stories years ago, but we weren't doing the podcast. You apparently, as a co-host, are not doing your homework because those stories do exist on T-Blog. They have been down this road before, except now I'm doing it from the point of view of a 41-year-old man who's, you know, been out of the dating game for a little bit, self-imposed.
Yeah, but the reading it on your podcast and talking to you about it, or read it, well, whatever you call that thing, reading it on the internets and and talking about it is totally different. It gives us a different perspective. So let's So we don't have any dating or Bumble or Tinder hits.
I got one in particular that I was interested in on Hinge. That's we've been DMing. We're gonna take this to text thing and then figure out a timeout. So that's her name is Rachel, and
can you give out the names? Because now what if she listens?
She doesn't listen. We didn't get to that yet. And okay, her profile, and if you get the blessing, she is 34, 5'4", Boston. Single, drinks sometimes, doesn't smoke cigarettes, doesn't smoke weed, doesn't do drugs. She's in finance. She has her MBA. She's a Christian, a good Christian girl.
This is on Hinge.
It's on Hinge. And her political beliefs are moderate.
Okay.
Which I have now seen.
I don't care about the picture because I believe that you should get to know somebody before you actually see them. I can.
No, that's what we're doing. She.
As time progresses, maybe I'll tell you some stories.
Well, here's another thing I like about her. I talked about this either with you on the podcast or by myself. I like that her feed isn't all
selfish. You talk by yourself? To who? You talk to yourself?
No, I talk about myself on the when I don't have you on the podcast. But I do. I stated that before, that one thing on these dating apps or whatever, even on social media, I really start having these my mind made up about women who have nothing but selfies. I think they conceited twats when they only have fucking selfies. I also get frustrated when all they have is group pictures and I can't tell which ones they fucking are. So it's just like, so
I want to see your picture. What is your picture? Let me see. Show me right now.
All right, all right. Hold up. You are actually, I think on this profile, you are one of them.
Oh, wait. So you want them to be confused that it's me?
No, I'm much more handsome. I stand out. So hold on. Let me get to this.
Well, if you get any hits because of me.
That's, again, remember, let's not give too much away.
Hold it in front of the camera.
Because T okay. lives.
I'm not going to say anything. I just want to see the picture. Okay, I see that picture. I know that picture.
So that's a picture that my niece took of me in London, England. That is a picture of me in Rome that my mom took of me when I took her to Italy. Now that's me showing that I'm traveled. There's me and my cousin, my bestie.
Okay, I see it.
Suited up at a wedding.
When you hold it, go over a little bit.
Me and
my
boys growing up. Actually, no, me and me on the other. I'll show you the Bumble one. Me and my cousin and Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, at the Cutler Classic way back when. Kind of looks like I know Jay Cutler, but I really don't. But they don't need to know that. We could talk about it on the date.
Dude, you should put up that picture that I edited with you and Dane Cook.
I fucking hate that son of a bitch. He'll never show up on my profile.
But do you remember that picture that I edited?
I do.
It was pretty good.
The three of us all suited up. Now, I think you're in the Bumble one. I don't know. You were in the last one. I kind of rotate them.
Let me see. It's okay. I like to be rotated through. I'm not looking to advertise my handsomeness on Hinge.
No, I think you're the last one, because it's the same one.
So, all right, so go back to this.
Not a single selfie on my end, and I let people know which one I am because
mine
I stopped
on mine.
Mine, and I clearly show people who I am first. So it's not like I went right into the group pitches. So when somebody sees that, they clearly get to me, my handsome face, by myself in one or two pitches, and then they get into the group ones. Oh, I clearly know which one is T. Unlike some of these ladies out there, it's nothing but group pitches, and they don't circle point it out, or they don't say the tall brunette or the short brunette or whatever. I can't stand that. And then when it's all me like this doing kissy duck faces, you're a conceited twat. That's what I call you.
Okay, let me see this girl, Rachel.
All right. It might be tough to see some of these on here with her.
No, just give me a quick one, and then we'll do a couple swipes, then we can go on to the thing, just so we don't take up your whole evening, because I know it's 9:35 p.m.
All right, so Rachel is she could tell she traveled, so that's not even like a head shot, but she's been around the place a little bit. That's a little trip to Peru. Okay. This is her. I think she's done. Unlike
I
me.
I can tell you. I have.
She's done the Americas. That I know. It's like Central America. Her in the woods.
Okay. Well.
And here's another one. Her in her workplace. So as you can see,
go over. Move it to the left a little.
That was the last one. And here's her.
Okay.
So she's well-traveled, educated. She's a brunette. She's not too tall. And she's a Boston girl. So she's got a lot of that stuff that I tend to like. And she's in the demographic.
I improve so far.
And we are chatting.
Okay, so let's
go back to Bumble because Hinge
got a and we're going to look. This is going to be my new official guest podcast notebook. I will throw it out. I'll get a new one for work. So, so now we have to ask about Rachel.
Keep tabs on Rachel.
On him.
Tabs. Not Tinder.
Okay.
Not Grindr.
No. Okay. Right. So now let's do our do we want to just kind of cut the chase? We want to throw this up on Friday. So let's get a couple people before the weekend. Yeah.
Let's do a couple of swipes that you approve of, because again, this is I swipe nonstop on my own. But let's get the Belo swiping. All right, first up,
let's go.
We have Jordan. She's 29. A little thing on Bumble says, I would quit my job and play tennis all day if that was an option. I don't like tennis. I enjoy a night out as much as I enjoy a night in. I like that. Moved here from CT. That's Connecticut for those of you at home who don't know. 12 years ago, but still need GPS to get home. Well, that means she's kind of stupid. I don't like that she needs a GPS to get home still. Like, you don't know where the fuck you live and how to get home. See, sometimes I get a little irked right away, and I'm just like, I don't really want to swipe on them. I don't care how good they look. These are the things I look for. So, Jordan starts off with a picture by herself. It's a mirror selfie.
All right, show me.
So she could identify herself to me, which is a strategic move that I also partake in.
Little hippie. Yeah, she's pushing up a little more than you.
A little on the hip. That's what I'm saying.
Just swipe. I don't even care anymore. Swipe right. Right is bad. Left is good. Right.
No. Left is bad. Right is good.
All right. Left is bad. Right is good. Swipe left. I don't even want to know any more about her.
I'm not even going to show you this girl, Katie. I'm going left. Heather is a blonde. You know, blondes aren't my type. Oh no, she's 5'10". That's a no. So goodbye, Heather. So
I see the reflection in your glasses. You're swiping too much. We're supposed to pick 5 girls, and we're going to write them down, and we're going to go. But I want to write down the one we swipe. Right.
I forgot to tell you that Bumble asked me to open up my preferences, and they got it open for a couple of days where they're going to put girls in here I normally won't have in here, like the taller ones that are usually I like to keep it shorter. So they're putting like a lot of girls that I normally won't swipe that are showing up on my feed. All right, so this fell on Kelly. And as soon as I got into her face, Bumble's telling me I may want a super swipe. That means they're kind of giving me a hint. This is Kelly. Very close picture of her fucking face. Huh?
All right. Super swipe left?
You got to use the heart on the super swipe. That's a special
one. Why?
Like, I don't know. If she, that makes her know that I'm really
trying to learn
interested
about this shit because I've never used it, nor will I ever use it, probably. Yeah. But
a super swipe is like, you should be really interested in her. And if I use that, I'm really interested in you. And I don't remember if they charge for that or not. Hold on. I'll super swipe.
So this is Kelly, right? Kelly, I see her face like.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how they get you. To super swipe, I got to buy coins. And I'm not paying for these fucking apps.
Oh, fuck that. Let's go. Let's see about Kelly. Come on.
All right. Kelly, 34. She's a nanny, household manager at nanny, which means she's a nanny contractor. I can say it like that. My likes include beach, parks, road trips, shopping, pizza, good wine, tattoos, cars, dogs, Boston sports, camping. So far, 2 out of 8 I don't like. Good books, bad reality TV shows, anything chocolate, sunflowers, the color pink, anything else you want to know, feel free to ask me.
Dogs and reality shows, forget it. Everything else is okay. The beach I'm not a big fan of because I don't like being out in the sun, but if I'm in the shade, I'm okay.
I like pools over the beach, so Kelly gets a fucking left.
No, I wanted – listen, she doesn't get a hard left. I wanted to see because it's my swipes, you fool.
This girl is swiping. This girl's 6 feet. Look at her. That's a man, baby.
Yo, there is no way that that's a woman. All right, swipe left. But see, this is you swiped on my Kelly. So we got to do this. Now we're gonna.
All right. I'll let you run with this one. All right, Colleen, 32, director at real estate. She's undergraduate from Babson. She's passionate, thoughtful, high energy person that loves to travel. I like that. Explore new places and be active. Whoa, 3 of my favorite things. Live in Back Bay, Boston, not far from Fenway. No kids, never married. 5'4", active, graduate degree. Socially, she drinks, never smokes, has no pets, doesn't know yet if she wants that, doesn't know yet as far as her political aspirations, which is odd, wants kids someday. Her sign is Cancer. I'm a Leo. Ooh, Kelly's in the middle. Look at that tight dress. She definitely is active.
Oh, but you fucking, like, go this way more. Like, there you go. Right there. Okay.
She's physically fit.
Okay, no, Kelly's fit.
Another good sign, she links to Instagram. She also, as a mutual friend, she likes the Celtics. And that's a picture of her getting her in her body out there into the Celtics.
Swipe right. Let's go. Kelly.
Right. Kelly gets a right.
Yeah, we don't need to prolong. Sorry. So we got Rachel is the ongoing thing. Kelly, we swiped right on 227. All right. We'll do one more.
All right. Sarah was 5.
Is this on Hinge?
No, this is
Bumble, but not on Tinder.
Oh, Bumble.
All right. I don't know what she is. I like, she's kind of exotic. This is Jennifer. She's an accountant. Very little detail. She's 5'5". She wants a relationship, and she wants kids someday. That's her.
How old is she?
Might be a little Asian. I can't tell.
Yeah.
She's 36. She looks Asian to me. She's 36. I don't know. She got the same face that I pictured. Kind of like, I don't want to be here. She kind of looks like she might be a bitch.
Well, the rest in bitch face is a thing. And some of the nicest girls that I've known, I have rest in bitch face.
I agree. It's like a defense mechanism. They have no idea they're doing it, but they just walk around all day
looking. Yeah, I have rest in dick face. So, and I am just a dick sometimes. But
I rest in cunt face. All right. Jennifer, left or right?
Hold up the page. Another.
Well, one other thing I forgot to point out, see that little, not verified like Twitter, but that little checkbox means it's linked up to real social media, so I can't be catfished. That's a real person. It's linked up to real accounts. So Jennifer exists, just so you know.
But we didn't get enough information on Jennifer.
I agree, so she's getting a left. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, swipe left on Jennifer. I'm going to get a theme thing, and I'm going to play like, you know, on a soundboard, like swipe left, swipe right.
Now let's get back to me being a little tough critic. Right away, from this picture, from this woman, I hope it could translate to you. I already know one thing about her, because this is how good I am at this.
What?
All right. Notice the positioning of her shoulders and the sagginess of the boobs and a little bit of the belly bunch. That gives away...
What's that say? Alicia? 37?
Yes, but that tells me, without even scrolling, that she definitely is a mom and has kids by that body shape.
Practice assistant at doctor's office.
I am a single mama of a 7-year-old girl, 50-50 custody. I work full-time and actually love what I do, not looking for FWB, but also not looking to jump into a relationship. Fuck, friends with benefits. There you go.
I know what that is. I think you should swipe right. Let's just see what Alicia
Look at her face.
I think
she kind of looks like she has a little bit of a Down syndrome. No,
I wasn't gonna say
Down syndrome.
She looks like she just got into a fight with a punching bag or something.
Yes, I see.
Just swipe right. Let's just see. Let's just see.
Hey, what do you want me to do? Leave her on? I'm not going on a date with this woman.
I don't care if you. No, you're not gonna lead her on. Yeah, we're gonna lead her on. Swipe right.
You really want me to do this?
Swipe right, and we'll see if she responds, and then we'll break it off. We won't lead her on. We won't be mean. We won't be cruel, but we just want to see if...
All right.
I personally think that if it does become a success, you should go on one date with her, and I will pay for it.
No, I need you to do
that. Alicia,
all right, how about this? For the sake of the show, I will play along and swipe right, and if it gets that far, I'll go on a date. It will either validate... Yes. My stereotypes are yours. All right? For the show. I'll do it for the show.
Right? That's just like take one for the team. Right. You were going to take one for the show. But we're going to do this regularly because we're going to get you out there and I want to hear these dating experiences. If I have to buy you a dinner because, you know, you're taking one for the team, I will do it.
My penis is not going to be happy with her.
It doesn't matter. This is you may find that you're doing one of these things and you're going to find your dream girl out in this world of moms with children, single, not...
All right, well, here's another one for you. Because again, I told you, I come across this all the time.
This is Lindsay, the last one.
Lindsay's 33. She got those head wrinkles that I really don't like. See the lines?
Yeah, but it could be the lighting.
All right. Framingham State University. Does self-employed mean unemployed? Does entrepreneur mean drug dealer? Asking for a friend, please no gym selfies. She already has an attitude about being on a dating app.
Yeah, I don't like that. Swipe left. I don't, that's just.
Lindsay, you're a bitch. You go left.
At a certain point where like, well, no, because you want to, you would expect someone at a certain age to have a certain level of maturity. I understand being sarcastic and funny.
I agree.
But your catch should not be something like that. Like.
You got to see when I come across 39, 40-year-olds that say no fuck boys. The fact that you use that term and what kind of guys are you dating that you're on here saying I'm not looking for a fuckboy, that is what a 22-year-old doesn't want to deal with. You are pushing 40 and calling people fuckboys. I'm telling you, man, it's a tough world out there. All right.
We got Kelly and Ashley. We got two. So, I mean, if we're not having any more, then we're going to have to do this again on Sunday because I don't want to, you know, take the whole night on
this. This will be the last one. But I want to get something that we both could talk on. I tell you, man, I do like a 10,000 lifts.
All right. Anyway, why are you swiping? Because I can see the reflection in your glasses. We have to get you to edit this up, and I'm going to try to start getting some sound bites here. But what do you think of, you know, I know you don't want to talk about it. Sunday we'll have some more stuff to talk about because I don't know what I'm doing this weekend.
Nah, this is a good one. We went 45 minutes. We got into Abducted in Plain Sight. We got back to my whole dating little update. We did a little chit-chat, a little banter. Right. I think that the people at home will like. I want to give you one more girl, and then we'll call it a night. And this girl, again, this is fun. This girl, Crystal.
But you can't bullshit because you need – hold on a second. I'm going to read it in a second. You can't bullshit if you get any hits on any of these girls. You better just respond, all right? Hold up the name again. Who is that, Crystal?
What have you known me not to be a man of my word? If I'm going to do it for the show, I promise you I will.
I'm the same way. I'm a man of my word. My word is my bond. Your word is your bond. Crystal,
you know,
30.
I love the show. I love everything TET blog, so I'll do everything for this shit. Half my fucking stories on the blog will be because of things I should have done.
She's a what?
Crystal spells it with a Y. She's credentialing at a Catholic medical center. I don't know what the fuck that means. She went to UNH. Oh, she's definitely been around the block. Oh, here's how she opens up. Man, I know how to call it. Former Vegas showgirl. Yes, I'm tall and wear heels. I have a bulldog, puppy, and love laughing. New England sports and concerts, live music. Say hi, let's chat, maybe meet for a drink. What's the worst that can happen? At least you'll have a funny story to share. I like that approach.
Do it! This is a funny story! Do it! Right!
She's 6 feet right. tall.
Just do it. Just do it. This will be fucking great.
All right,
if you Crystal, can do this, this will be great. Swipe
Crystal,
right. Let me see. I see
Crystal with a Y, the 6 foot tall Vegas former Vegas show girl. Let's see what this turns out to be. Right.
I will die if that hits it.
I will bring you to Marathon Monday. you'll be like, who the fuck is that?
Okay. This could be good because you can get this whole like dating experience out there.
I like this segment for the show. Even worst case, look, what's the worst that can happen? Worst case, it's something for the show. Best case, I meet a good girl. In between, I get laid. I think it's a win-win-win for fucking everybody involved.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. And I think eventually we'll do it to where like I go watch you on your date like from afar.
I like that. We could do that. Get some video going here in the background. I see T. I'll come in the shadows. I'll wear my hat though on the fucking on the.
No, I won't let anybody know. Listen, I'm not up for like, you know, anonymity for like the people. I'm not going to like publicly disgrace anybody. But if they're on Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, whatever it is, and we're just saying the name and what's on their profile, then we're not disclosing anything that's not.
Yeah, it's fine.
But even if you went on a date, I would do that. I'd record it like, look at T going in for the kill. Oh, he got dissed. See, I want to do that type of. I'm ready to, and summer's coming, so I'll.
That sounds
you know,
like it.
Now I hype
so, that sounds like an Always Sunny episode waiting to fucking happen with us. I'll be like Charlie, like, what's your spaghetti policy? And then you'd be like no. Frank. You'd be like, I'm like, well, you're gonna use the dentist system. Then
oh, no, the then we'll have to see about getting somebody else. We'll get like this this dating scene thing going here. We'll start catching and getting the dating experiences. And hopefully, you know, you can, you know, turn up the heat a little bit when you move and you can have like the Friday, Saturday showdowns.
Yeah.
And we talk about it on Sundays and let everybody know what's going on and where. So.
No, believe me, I plan on getting back to my A game soon enough. I'm slowly crawling back into that way of life again. And it'll be very entertaining. We all know one thing about me. I always have a fucking story to tell, good or bad or crazy. That's how it's going to turn out. When I'm back on full team mode, it's on. All right.
That's it. Well, hold on. Right, I'm going to have to start getting my sound bites going. But
oh, you want exit music for yourself too?
Yeah. There you go.
All right, Bilo. We'll pick this
up. All right, brother.
Up.
I'll talk to you on Sunday.
Sunday night. Well,
you know how Ashley, Crystal, or Alicia, 37, Crystal, 33, Kelly, I didn't get her age.
Yeah, remember, mostly. They had to swipe me back. So right now, the only interaction I got going on is Rachel from Hinge.
No, no, but we're going to see if you have any of these back. And Rachel, I want to hear some more about Rachel because maybe that Rachel thing will turn into something because I can, you know, Rachel's a good name. All right.
All right, brother. Talk to you.
Peace.
All right. I hope you like that podcast with myself and B-Lo shooting the shit. Soon enough, we'll have places to find B-Lo on social media. In the meantime, where to find me? On Instagram, TheTPodcast, the_T_podcast for all the podcast-related stuff, and T-Blog, T-B-L-A-W-G, all one word, for some amazing pics. I'm also on Twitter, T-Blog, all one word. You can email me. You have some questions for myself and B-Lo that you liked about the show, that you didn't like, why we're so fucking crazy, things you want us to talk about, email me, and we'll get to it. Next time I have B-Lo on the show, we'll talk about it. So you can email me at t@t-blog.com. You can message me on the Facebook page, following T-Blog. And of course, here on iTunes and the place that started it all, tblog.com, every Tuesday and Thursday. So I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about my conversations with B-Lo as we talk about different topics throughout, and definitely reach out to us, and we'll be on here. So as you know, we close this out. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.